Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into Selfie.live.
Ooh, interesting.
It's this platform that's trying to like revolutionize the whole world of selfies, celebrities, even cryptocurrency.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, we've got excerpts from their lead paper, and let me tell you, it's a wild ride.
All right, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
So imagine like a mashup of signed selfies, NFTs, and a complete fan celebrity interaction makeover, you know?
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. So where do we start with this? What problem is Selfie.live even trying to solve?
Well, think about it. We've all been there.
Yeah.
You want a signed pic from your favorite celeb, but how do you even make that happen? It's like Mission Impossible.
Well, right. It's like this age-old problem of connecting fans and celebs, like limited access, crazy schedules,
right,
and actually getting a real autograph. Forget about it.
It's like winning the lottery. Seriously.
Yeah, and then you've got those personalized video shout-outs.
Oh, yeah, those are cool.
Cool idea, but let's be real. They take forever for the celeb to make.
Yeah, so much time.
What's interesting is how Selfie.live is using tech to solve this.
Well,
fans can, like, submit their selfies easily. Celebs can sign a ton at once.
So it's like super efficient.
Exactly. Win-win for everyone. Fans get a unique keepsake, and the celebs build stronger bonds with their fans.
I love that. And get this, it goes way beyond just signed selfies.
Oh.
They're talking physical prints, digital frames for collectors,
yep,
NFT exchanges for fans to trade selfies, even celebrity fan clubs with their own web addresses. It's like building a whole universe around selfies, you know?
Wow, that's ambitious. So who are they targeting with all of this?
They're trying to bring everyone into this universe. Celebrities, influencers who want to boost those fan connections.
Yeah, makes sense.
Fans who crave that personal touch. Even sponsors looking for creative ways to, you know, get their brands involved.
They get sponsors too, so it's not just about the fans and the famous people.
Nope, not at all. And for the crypto enthusiasts out there, they've got their own selfie token.
Oh, interesting, a utility token.
And they've built in this ambassador system where you get rewarded for bringing in new users.
Okay, so like a referral program.
Exactly. It's almost like a game.
So let's break this down a bit. What's the core product here?
The main thing is the signed selfie. But it's not just your average picture. They've made it so you get a JPEG.
Okay, so you can share it instantly.
Yeah, like on social media right away. But you can also turn it into an NFT.
Okay, hold on. NFTs. That might be a little techie for some people.
Yeah, I know, right? But think of it like this. The NFT gives your signed selfie a unique digital identity.
Like a digital certificate of authenticity.
Got it. And because it's an NFT, you can even trade it on special online marketplaces. You know, some people even collect these things.
So it's like a signed selfie, but like supercharged for the digital age.
Exactly.
So this is just the beginning, right? Where else are they going with this?
Oh, they've got big plans. They're talking about selfie wallets to store all your digital treasures. Decentralized storage.
Oh, that's cool. So you never lose your selfie.
Exactly. And get this, even metaverse viewing rooms to show off your collection.
Metaverse viewing rooms. Now that sounds like something straight out of sci-fi.
It does, doesn't it? They're really thinking big, and they want to build a platform that grows with technology. But the question is, how are they going to make money from all of this?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
From what I'm seeing in the light paper, they've got a pretty diverse plan.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear about it.
They're offering individual signed selfies, which you can pay for directly, or sometimes even get for free.
Oh, free.
Yeah, if a sponsor's, you know, footing the bill.
Okay, so there are different options.
Uh-huh. They also have bundles where you get extra perks, like storage for your collection.
Smart.
And for the serious fans, or those who want something unique, they're doing auctions for rare or limited edition selfies.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all model.
Exactly. There's a way for everyone to get involved, you know, depending on how much you want to spend, how dedicated of a fan you are.
Very inclusive.
Yeah. And they're exploring other ways to make money, too, like brand partnerships and even selling physical frames and posters.
So they're really covering all their bases.
They are. But let's talk about this selfie token.
Yeah. The one we keep hearing about.
This is where it all starts to sound a bit like crypto speak for me.
Don't worry. It's not as complicated as it sounds.
Okay, good.
Think of the selfie token as the currency of this whole Selfie.live universe.
Oh, okay.
You use it for everything, like buying signed selfies, getting rewards.
So it's like those tokens you'd use at an arcade. You win them, you buy things, and it all stays within that arcade.
That's a great analogy. But they actually have three types of tokens, each with a different purpose.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. Tell me more about these different tokens.
So you've got the main one? The selfie token, that's for governance, payments, staking rewards, you name it.
So it's like the backbone of the platform.
Exactly. Then you have rewards tokens, which you earn by doing stuff on the platform, like getting a selfie signed.
And what do those do?
They give you discounts, other perks, and might even be swappable for selfie tokens.
Depending on where you live, right?
Right, because of all the regulations and stuff. And finally, we have celebrity tokens.
These are still intriguing me. Like, what are they for?
Imagine each celebrity has their own token that fans can buy and trade.
Wait, so there could be like Taylor Swift tokens or something.
Exactly. It's like a way for fans to, show their support and maybe even score some cool perks.
What kind of perks are we talking about?
Could be anything. Behind the scenes content, early access to concert tickets, special merch discounts.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
These celebrity tokens can be traded on decentralized exchanges too.
So if a celebrity gets super popular, the value of their tokens could go up.
Potentially. It's a new way for fans to maybe benefit from their fandom.
But how do you even get these selfie tokens in the first place?
There will be pre-sales, launch programs, you'll be able to buy them on exchanges.
Okay, that makes sense.
But here's the interesting part. Any selfie tokens you earn through the rewards program are automatically staked,
Spaked.
which basically helps keep the token's value stable and gives you more rewards over time.
So it's like putting money in a savings account that earns interest, but instead of money, it's selfie tokens.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it.
It encourages people to, hold on to the tokens and actually use the platform.
Right, it's all about incentivizing participation. And then they've got this swap and reward distribution model.
That sounds a little complicated.
Basically, they're using some of their earnings to buy back selfie tokens and put them back into circulation.
So they're taking care of the token's value.
Exactly, creating a sustainable ecosystem.
That makes sense. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, who's actually in control of all this?
That's a great question. It seems very decentralized, but someone has to be steering the ship, right?
Exactly.
Well, they've got this governance model in place.
Okay, tell me more about that.
In the beginning, the Selfie.live team will be calling the shots.
Makes sense.
But they're planning to hand over control to the community through a voting system with the selfie token.
So the token holders have a say in the future of the platform.
Precisely. Like a democracy, but for a crypto platform.
I like that. What kind of things can people vote on?
Mainly things related to the token.
Okay, so they can't like meddle with the company's finances.
No. It's about keeping the token strong and ensuring the platform evolves in a way that, benefits everyone.
That makes me feel more confident about the whole thing. It sounds like they're building a system that's fair, transparent, and, actually benefits the community.
Absolutely. They're thinking long term.
This is a lot to take in, but it's clear that Selfie.live is way more than just a selfie app.
Oh, it's so much more than that.
It's a whole new world of possibilities for fans and celebrities.
It's like a case study in how technology can, change the game.
I'm hooked. Let's dive even deeper and see how this all works in practice.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's dive into the nitty-gritty of how this whole thing works, for you, the fans, and the celebrities.
Yeah, I'm like dying to know how this plays out in real life. Walk me through it.
Okay, imagine you're scrolling through Selfie.live, and you see your favorite musician is offering signed selfies.
Like, say, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, perfect example. So you go to Billie's profile on the platform.
Okay.
She's already set up there. She's smart, knows how to connect with her fans.
Gotta love that.
You see her price for a signed selfie. Maybe it's a set fee, or maybe she's doing a limited time discount, for her super fans.
Ooh, a discount.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in. What next?
Now you pick the selfie you want Billie to sign.
Got it.
You can use a photo you already have, or even take a new one right through the Selfie.live app.
I bet they have like fun filters and stuff.
I'm sure they do. They want to make it fun and easy, you know? Once you've got your perfect selfie, you submit it along with your payment.
And then I just wait for Billie to get around to signing it.
Well, that's the cool part. Celebrities can sign a bunch of selfies at once, so you might not have to wait long at all.
Oh, okay.
Billie gets a notification saying she has a batch ready for her digital autograph.
So she can just like sign them all at once and send them back.
Exactly, efficient, right?
Yeah.
And you get your signed selfie super fast. As soon as she's done, you get a notification.
Okay.
You can download it as a JPEG, share it with your friends, you know the drill.
Awesome. But what about the NFT thing? We talked about that earlier.
Right, remember NFTs are like Those digital certificates of authenticity.
Yeah.
You can turn your signed selfie into an NFT so it gets this like unique digital identity recorded on the blockchain.
So, like, no one can copy it or claim it as their own.
Exactly. It's yours and it's verifiable.
That's pretty cool.
And if you want, you can trade it on those special NFT marketplaces.
Oh, right.
People collect these things. It's wild.
It's like redefining the whole idea of a signed photo.
It really is a new era. And remember, you're racking up rewards tokens this
Yeah.
whole time.
So the more I use Selfie.live, the more rewards I get.
Exactly. You're rewarded for being an active part of the community. But it's not just about the fans, right? What about the celebrities?
Yeah, good point. It's great that they're making their fans happy, but what's in it for them?
Well, they set their own prices for the signed selfie, so they have control over, how much they earn.
I can see how that would be appealing.
Especially for newer artists or influencers trying to build a name for themselves.
Yeah, totally.
It's a new revenue stream, and they get to build their brand and engage with their fans.
Plus, just being on Selfie.live gives them exposure to a huge audience, right?
You got it. But what about the time commitment? Even signing in batches, it still takes time.
That's what I was thinking. Celebrities are busy people.
True, but they control their schedule. They decide when and how many selfies to sign, so it fits into their lives.
So it's way more flexible than like those personalized video messages.
Exactly. More freedom, and they still connect with their fans in a meaningful way. Think about the deeper connections,
Yeah, it's like a VIP experience, but for everyone.
Exactly. Speaking of VIP, remember those celebrity tokens? They're like mini digital fan clubs.
Okay, yeah, those are still so interesting to me.
So, say your favorite pop star, like Harry Styles, has his own token.
Oh, he totally would.
What can you do with it?
Yeah.
Well, it's like leveling up your fandom. You buy some, you show you're a dedicated fan, and maybe get access to special perks.
Like what?
Anything. Behind the scenes content, early access to concert tickets, merch discounts.
Okay, that's awesome.
And these tokens can be traded on those decentralized exchanges.
So if Harry Styles gets even bigger, the value of his token could go up.
It's possible there are risks, like any investment, but it's a whole new way for fans to like benefit from their fandom.
This is blowing my mind. But let's zoom out for a second.
Yeah.
What does Selfie.live tell us about the future of like fan engagement? Is this a trend or something bigger?
It's definitely a sign of things to come. The old ways of interacting with celebrities, like waiting hours for an autograph, hoping to win a meet and greet, those days are over.
Yeah, everything's online now. Fans want something more
Right.
like personal.
Exactly. Selfie.live is creating this direct connection, making it more personal.
And technology is making it all happen.
It's not just about selfies, it's about communities, shared experiences, that feeling of connection with your favorite artist.
And it benefits both sides, right?
Absolutely. Fans get access, celebrities get control. It's a win-win.
And let's not forget the tech behind it all, NFTs, cryptocurrency, even metaverse integration.
You said it. These are the tools that are opening up a whole new world for fan engagement.
You mentioned metaverse integration earlier. Like, what would that look like for someone using Selfie.live?
Okay, imagine this. You put on your VR headset, you're at a virtual concert in the metaverse.
Okay. Yeah.
Energy is crazy, visuals are insane, and you're there with fans from all over the world.
Wow.
After the show, you get a signed selfie NFT from the artist, a souvenir from the shared experience.
That would be so cool.
And because it's an NFT, it's authentic, you can even trade it.
Or show off your collection in a virtual gallery.
Exactly, your own little museum of fandom. The possibilities are endless.
It's like the physical and digital worlds are like merging, and fandom is evolving right along with it.
It really is. But what about the celebrities? How do you see them adapting to all of this?
Yeah, that's a great question.
The smart ones, they'll embrace these changes. They'll see platforms like Selfie.live as an opportunity to connect with their fans on a deeper level, control their own time.
And maybe even make some money along the way.
Of course, it's about moving away from that old way of doing things towards something more collaborative, more authentic.
And Selfie.live is at the forefront of that evolution.
They're paving the way for a future where fan engagement is more personalized, more rewarding, and more engaging than ever before.
This is so exciting. But with all this innovation, we can't forget about the potential downsides.
Right. What are the risks and challenges?
Like, as we step into this brave new world of fan engagement, what do we need to be aware of?
Good point. Like with any new tech, there are risks. We talked about regulation, data security, responsible platform
Yeah,
management.
those are all super important.
We need to make sure these platforms are used ethically, that user data is protected.
And what about scams? Or, other shady stuff?
Absolutely, a valid concern. It's a reminder to do your research, be cautious, don't just get caught up in the hype.
Right.
We
Yeah.
need that balance, embracing innovation, but also protecting ourselves.
Exactly.
But I think platforms like Selfie.live, if they're doing things the right way, prioritizing ethics and safety,
Right.
they have the potential to really revolutionize the entertainment
That's
industry.
beyond, right?
Absolutely. It's a story that's still being written, and we're all part of it.
Fans, celebrities, the platforms themselves were all shaping this new world.
This has been an amazing conversation. I feel like I'm just starting to understand the full potential of
You too. It's so much more than just selfies.
Selfie.live. It shows you the power of blockchain technology, creating these new possibilities, connecting people in ways we never thought of before.
I'm excited to see where this all goes. What stood out to you the most about Selfie.live?
I think what impressed me most is how they've blended these different worlds: selfies, celebrity culture, blockchain technology.
It's like the perfect recipe for innovation.
And they've made it fun, engaging, accessible to
They're
everyone.
not just following trends, they're setting them.
Absolutely. And it's only the beginning. I can't wait to see what they come up with next.
Me too. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's bring it back to the present. Let's look at some examples of how Selfie.live is already changing the game.
Yeah, let's get specific.
All right, so we've explored like all the different aspects of Selfie.live, the tech, the tokens, the team, even the potential risks.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah, but as we wrap up, I want to bring it back to you, the listener.
Always good to tie it back to the audience.
Exactly. We talked about the how, but now I want to focus on the why.
The why, yeah, that's important.
Why should you care about Selfie.live? Does it actually offer a glimpse into the future of fan engagement, or is it just another, like, passing trend?
That's a great question, and I think it really gets to the heart of what's so exciting about this whole platform. We're seeing a shift, a fundamental change in how fans and celebrities interact.
Yeah, it feels different.
The old ways, waiting in lines for autographs, those meet and greets that cost a fortune, those days are fading away.
It feels like the power dynamic is changing.
Exactly. Fans want more, and tech is giving them the tools to demand it.
And Selfie.live is like right there in the middle of it all.
They're democratizing access, creating a more direct, personalized connection. It's not just about the selfie itself, it's about being part of a community, sharing those experiences, feeling like you have a genuine connection with your favorite
And
artists.
it worked for both sides, right?
Absolutely. Fans get the access they crave, and celebrities, they get to control their time, make some money, build those stronger bonds with their fan base.
And they get to do it all powered by, cutting-edge technology.
NFTs, cryptocurrency, metaverse integration, these are the tools that are changing the game.
Speaking of the metaverse, can you give us a picture of what that might actually look like for someone using Selfie.live?
Okay, put on your VR headset. You're at a virtual concert in the
Is that
metaverse.
okay, ma'am?
The energy is electric, the visuals are insane, you're surrounded by other fans from all over the world.
I can't even imagine.
After the show, you have a chance to get a signed selfie NFT from the artist, a souvenir from this experience.
That would be incredible.
It's authentic, you can prove it, you can trade it with other fans if you want.
Or you could show off your whole collection in a virtual gallery.
Exactly. Your own museum of fandom. The possibilities are mind-blowing.
It's crazy how those lines are blurring between the real world and the digital world, and fandom is evolving right alongside it.
It really is fascinating to watch. But what about the celebrities? How do they fit into all of this?
Yeah. How do you see them adapting?
The smart ones, they'll embrace these changes. They'll see platforms like Selfie.live as a new opportunity, to connect with their fans in a deeper way, control their own narrative, and even escape some of those more demanding aspects of traditional celebrity life.
Right. It's about shifting away from that old model towards something more collaborative, more authentic.
Exactly. It's not just about the tech, it's about understanding what fans want today.
They want more than just a glimpse of their idols. They want to be part of something bigger.
And Selfie.live is giving them the tools to do just that. But, we have to acknowledge the potential downsides as well.
Right. With all this excitement, what are the risks? What are the challenges?
We talked about regulation, data security, responsible management.
Those are all critical.
We have to make sure these platforms are used ethically, that people's data is safe.
And what about the potential for like scams or fraud.
Absolutely, a valid concern. It's a reminder that we all need to do our research, be careful, not get caught up in the hype.
Right, balance is key.
Embrace the innovation, but protect yourself at the same time.
I like that.
But I think platforms like Selfie.live, if they're doing things the right way, with ethics and safety as a priority, they have the potential to really change the game.
For the entertainment industry and beyond, right?
Absolutely. It's an evolving story, and we're all writing it together.
Fans, celebrities, the platforms themselves, we're all shaping this new world. This has been an incredible deep dive.
Eye-opening, for sure.
And I hope you, the listener, have found this exploration of Selfie.live as fascinating as we have. If you've got any thoughts, questions, or concerns about the future of fan engagement, keep the conversation going. Let's learn together, explore together, and shape this exciting new world together. Until next time, happy diving.